Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. First of all, I would like to thank all of you who listen regularly to this radio devotional on WZQZ or on our church Facebook page. Now, many of you listening this morning may be in the habit of reading a daily devotional. There are many and various types of Christian daily devotional material available either in print or even online. Now, for many years, I have been utilizing a particular daily devotional periodical and try to spend a few minutes reading and studying it every morning. And in doing so, I found it to be a very profitable way to start my day. Now, many years ago, when I was working for the state, I got into the routine of parking at a specific spot at the office parking lot, and before going inside to start my workday, I would read my morning devotional, meditate, and pray. However, there was one particular morning I remember that I found myself in a big hurry to get inside the office and start working. When I arrived in the parking lot, I quickly got out of my car and went inside without the routine of devotional reading and prayer. Then, as my workday began, things just did not go right. And things just didn't seem right. I had a hard time focusing. My concentration was very lacking. Then, after a couple of hours that morning, it dawned on me that I hadn't taken the time to read my devotional and talk to God in prayer. So, late in the morning, I went back to my car, sat down, and for the next few minutes proceeded to read my devotional, quietly meditated, and prayed. And after doing this, I went back inside, and you know what? The workday just frankly went better in all aspects. Brethren, it says in Psalms 46 and verse 10, be still, and know that I am God. Friends, we live in such a busy, busy world. In today's culture, our attention spans seem to become shorter and shorter as life goes on. Friends, we should never underestimate the power, the impact of what even just a few minutes, a few moments of quiet time spent with God can do for us daily. Spending some quiet time with God can have a tremendously positive impact on your attitude, your demeanor, and your general outlook on life. I read a study once that determined if a person does a specific thing every day for 21 straight days, he or she has made it into a habit. Brethren, there is no more beneficial habit we could ever develop in life than that of spending quiet moments with God every day. Amen.